bring up what you want if you dial toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. We'll talk about illegal laundry coming up. And, of course, take your calls about whatever you decide to make them about. That is the point of the program, taking your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. We continue here. Want to give you another update on this Rand Paul character who everybody thought was all liberty-oriented until today when information came out that he's actually, in point of fact, just another warmonger. And we outed him at the top of the first hour on that from a press release from his website at randpaul2010.com. I was just digging around a little bit more during the news break there and figured we'd find out what old Rand has to say about illegal immigration.
It is a tough issue in the liberty movement and across America.
It's not a tough issue at all. It's an easy issue.
It's a tough
issue. People should be freed across imaginary lines.
Sure, but you would also agree that about 80% of the American public disagrees with that. And
right.
even people inside the liberty movement disagree with it. So it's,
most people in the American public also agree with the idea of government, and I don't agree with them there either. So it's all right to disagree with the majority of people because, well, somebody has to in order to help lead the way. If you've got leading edge ideas, you've got to stay consistent with them. And apparently, Rand Paul doesn't know principle if it hits him in the face. He says, "I do not support amnesty. Those who come here should respect our laws." I don't know about you, but they're not my laws. "I support legal immigration," he says, "and recognize the country's been enriched by those who seek the freedom to make a life for themselves. But immigrants should meet the current requirements, which should be enforced and updated." Now, the current requirements, as we've been through with people who've actually had experience with them, are ludicrous, plain and simple.
They're certainly arduous.
Yeah, they're difficult, they're confusing, they're expensive,
they're
arbitrary.
They spend a great deal of their time losing your paperwork and having you to and you have to refile. It's amazing how inefficient this bureaucracy is, how costly it is for people who the least of us who can afford it, and it clearly isn't stopping people from coming to the United States, which I guess is what...
Oh, he's got a plan for that.
Oh, good.
He's going to put a stop to that. Don't you worry about that. He goes on to say that he thinks that... realizes subsidizing something creates more of it and don't think the taxpayer should be forced to pay for welfare, medical care, and other expenses for illegal immigrants, but he's happy to force you to pay for all other kinds of things the taxes pay for. Once the subsidies for illegal immigration are removed, the problem will likely become far less common. On that point, I would agree.
I would agree, too. I think that that's the way that the issue should be handled.
I support local solutions to illegal immigration as protected by the 10th Amendment. I'm not sure what that could possibly entail, but it sounds scary. I support
local solutions means that I guess
local crackdowns.
What he's saying is that states should have the right to handle immigration. And my reading of the Constitution, as best I can come up with it, disagrees with that. I mean,
he says, I support making English the official language of all documents and contracts. So if you can't understand English, then you shouldn't be coming here, is basically what he says.
Well, I don't think that he should be should have the right to tell me in what language I can contract in. I mean, that seems I don't know how you're going to enforce that. If I feel like making a contract with you, Ian, in Urdu, I don't think that Rand Paul's opinion really falls into play there.
You better watch out, or he might build an underground electric fence. Millions crossing our border without our knowledge, constitutes a clear threat to our nation's security. I will work to secure our borders immediately. My plans include an underground electric fence. You thought the one they were building above ground was a big boondoggle. Well, they have to dig a trench along the entire 2,000-mile southern border, and I presume he wants to put one on the northern border, too, don't you, Rand?
You've got
to protect from them Canucks.
Always think about the Berlin Wall. You know, what they told the people of East Berlin when they were building that thing was... And I'm not claiming that this is East Berlin. I'm just saying that there's some interesting parallels here.
They were
telling them that they were building it in order to protect them from the predations of the evil people on the other side.
Mm-hmm. But it really just kept them in too, didn't it?
Well, that's all it did.
Yeah. with helicopter stations. Helicopter stations, Mark. So underground electric fence, helicopter stations, gun turrets. Okay, I added the third one, but I'm sure he'd be in favor of that, too.
No, I mean, if he was in favor of gun turrets, he would have said...
Well, he wants helicopter stations, and those will likely have guns on them. Anyway, to respond quickly to breaches of the border. Instead of closing military bases at home and renting space in Europe, I'm open to the construction of bases to protect our border. So... expand the military, put some military bases on the southern border, underground electric fences, helicopter stations. This guy's a sicko. 1-800-259-9231.
Anybody who thinks that you can, anytime you try to use the government to solve a particular problem, you're going to appear as, you know, I mean, it appear especially to you, people like you, as a sicko. But I mean, you know, it government is force, and in this case,
clearly
if you
he doesn't know that. Clearly, he doesn't understand that government is force, and force creates unintended consequences, and that by advocating for a crackdown, which is what he's talking about here. By advocating for using force against peaceful people, which are the vast supermajority of the folks that cross the border, whether northern or southern or eastern or western, to advocate force against those people will only inevitably mean that you're going to create a police state. Because how else are you going to enforce your silly little immigration rules and restrictions? You're going to have to do police state stuff. Like pulling people over, searching their cars, searching people's workplaces, as they're doing now. They're doing all that stuff right now. And he doesn't say he opposes it. He supports expanding it to include an underground electric fence. How much is that going to cost?
What I hear from the two things that you've read here, and I am looking over, and they do appear to be off of his website.
RandPaul2010.com.
I hear a regular old conservative.
Just another one. Yep. I think he would have learned something from his pop. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So yeah, let me know. All you guys that are kind of following the political spectrum of the national level and the various different candidates that are lining up for 2010, let me know if there's actually anybody that even measures up to the level of a Ron Paul in the so-called slate of Ron Paul Republicans out there. That is being touted as, okay, liberty lovers, here you go. Look, we've got 30 or 40 of them. See, it's a Ron Paul revolution.
Yeah, you know, I really want to skin you on this one, and I can't.
You know, and you mentioned Peter Schiff. And from what it sounds like, Peter Schiff is a pretty principled dude from what I've heard through the grapevine. But I can't really find anything significant that he's saying on his own website. That makes me wonder about him.
I don't like that particular aspect either.
There's no issues section on Peter Schiff's campaign website, schifforsenate.com. There's an about page where he talks about the free market. That's great. I like that. Free market. Good.
Yep. Good.
But there's not a single issue listed here in any detail at all. And... the guy's managed to raise $1.2 million. So it's amazing what these candidates are able to accomplish on just the sheer name recognition within the liberty movement alone.
And Schiff has that in spades, the name recognition. I know that Jason Osborne, who sponsors this show, that's his broker guy.
Is that right?
I mean, you know, that's the one he puts his money with, and he trusts him implicitly. I can't tell you how well he speaks of him.
Yeah.
But that doesn't say to me anything about his feeling on immigration or foreign wars. I get the... I can't imagine a principled guy like Jason, you know, supporting somebody who doesn't, but, you know, who knows?
So there you have it. A little bit more about the son of Ron Paul, Rand Paul. I think just a pale shadow of his father as far as understanding the concepts of liberty is concerned. But I want to know. I want to put the invitation out there for everybody that is, you know, paying attention. Run down the list of the various so-called Ron Paul Republicans, and let me know if you can find one that you believe actually measures up, that could wear Ron Paul's jockstrap. Let me know if you find one. Not that we're going to interview.
Strange analogy.
Not that you've never heard that one before. That saying, that colloquialism. Maybe it's not colloquial enough.
Go on.
1-800-259-9231. Not like we're going to interview any of these guys or anything, because I was pretty excited about Ron Paul and what he was doing, but. I can't say I've got the same level of enthusiasm about anybody running at the national level in 2010. Of course, I don't vote in national politics anymore anyway. Although if Mary Ruart were to jump in, I might change my mind about that. Then again, I can't vote because they won't let me register to vote around here. So I'm effectively completely out of the system. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of your airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners on our website, and it includes dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. shrine.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of ladies, how would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your lady with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand because it's a flashlight. And unlike other weapons, there's no expectation by the person, the perpetrator, or the whoever it is that you have to use this stuff on, this weapon on, that you have a weapon in your hand because it's a flashlight. It's a Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. There's a Christmas special rate there at tiger.freetalklive.com. And they give you the option of getting a little battery charger with it. I recommend it. It makes life a lot easier. I've got one of these, and you know, my wife carries it.
Yeah, it looks really cool, Mark. Wish you would have gotten one for me.
Yeah, well, what can I do for you, man?
You know, I think I
thought
that was
my
fault. You're accepting responsibility for it. I appreciate that. All right, so we can talk to you about anything here if you want to at 800-259-9231. But yeah, I do look forward to seeing that thing in action because you actually tried it, and you said it works pretty well, right? The Tiger Light. In fact, you accidentally sprayed yourself with it or something like that?
I did. It wasn't. It was an amateur's error, and I recommend watching the training video that comes with it.
But, yeah, don't point it at your eyes.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. All right, we go to your
But fortunately,
calls.
It's non-lethal, and that's a careless guy like me needs a non-lethal weapon.
There you go.
If it had been a Glock,
and
it would have been an entirely different thing.
This is legal for you to own,
it's
right?
It's non-lethal.
Right.
It's not a deadly weapon.
As a former a guy who was in prison, you can legally hold this,
yes.
this weapon. All right. So we continue here with your calls. Gene is the Christian anarchist. He's on the line in Tennessee on the Amp line. Hello, Gene.
Okay. Before I start, when did you add this this potting bias so that the caller gets potted down whenever there's a hot and heavy conversation?
I'm not sure what it is you're referring to, Gene.
Well, I was listening to my call from the other day, and when we got to being a little bit on the heated side of the conversation, the only thing that went through on the airwaves was your side of the conversation. Everything I said was potted down. So I was just wondering
recall potting you down. I do recall holding you over from one segment to the next and having an extended conversation with you. So if you want to keep nitpicking, that's fine. Did you have something you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to... talk to Mark the fascist. There.
Oh, God, now I'm a fascist. Yes, sir.
Yep, there you are. And you were doing so well, Mark, on the Liberty bandwagon, but you've, like the alcoholic who's gone back to the bottle, you've fallen off the wagon, and you're drinking from the fascist bottle again. I wanted to mention that rights are universal. Now, whether you believe that rights are created by God like I do, or whether you believe in some other form of where the rights come from, rights are universal. They exist for every man. And, of course, that's a neuter gender term, ladies. Don't get upset. When you talk about man, you're talking about mankind, which includes the female gender. So I have to explain that to the ladies, otherwise they get upset.
Well, not all of them. Most of them, I suspect, realize that man is a general term, and that woman is in fact a specific term because you can use man to refer to both genders.
So anyway, the rights of man, which my position is, they come from the Creator, and that's what the founding documents of this fiction called the United States says, that the rights come from the Creator. Therefore, they're not defined by a line in the sand. They don't exist because you're on a particular piece of geography.
I agree with all this, Gene. Tell me how I'm not doing what it is that you're saying.
Because you were talking about the people on Guantanamo Bay not having a right to be tried in a regular trial with a regular jury just like every other person.
But I recommended that they get a trial, Gene. I mean, that's what I said, that I recommend that they get a trial. Now, I don't think the trial can go exactly the way that trials go because the organization that apprehended these people doesn't collect evidence in the same way that a police organization does. And so, therefore, there's no the evidence isn't the same. So I think that that's going to have to be taken into account when one is giving these people a trial.
So then, according to that, due process has been violated, and these people need to be released.
Let's assume that there's a bloodthirsty, evil, rabid man down in Guantanamo. I'm sure there's got to be one, right? At least at some point. What
I
do you
don't
want
know
to do
there
with
is
him?
Or not. There may not be.
Let's assume that there is.
It's never been proven.
What do you want to do with him?
at this point, he's got to be released, because if he's there and his rights have been violated to this extent, there's no way that you can have justice, and therefore you screwed it up so bad that this rabid dog has to be released, and it's your fault for violating his rights. Whoever is the person who violated the right, I'm not saying your fault, Mark,
yeah,
but your fault, whoever violated the man's rights, it's their fault, and that's why he needs to be released. Now, if he then goes out and commits another crime or commits a crime of violence against someone else, at that point, you need to react. But you can't now say that because we screwed up his life so bad by violating every right that ever existed, now we're going to have to try and patch it up and find a way to bring more evidence against him, even though it's imperfect evidence. I mean, you just can't do it, Mark. It's over and done with. You've done the damage.
The system that was set up was supposedly set up to protect innocent people from being just railroaded and all that. Of course, we've seen that innocent people get railroaded anyway. But a lot of people who are kind of the law and order mentality will bemoan the fact that certain people that they're certain are guilty are just being released because of some sort of bumbling error on the part of the police department. You know, they didn't file their paperwork correctly, or they didn't get the warrant signed, or, you know, they didn't cross their T's and dot their I's and go through all of the steps they're legally supposed to go through. There's a lot of bemoaning about that out there in the law and order circles. But the reason those rules exist is because if they were to do the same thing to you or one of your family members as they're doing to the people in Guantanamo, you'd be pretty outraged about it, and you'd be demanding that they adhere to their rules. And you would say things like, well, wait a minute, I thought these rights that are outlined in this here Constitution or this Bill of Rights apply to all human beings. You're saying they only apply here, and I'm not saying you're saying this, Mark, but these law and order mentality people, are you saying that only applies to people that were born within this arbitrary plot of land? I mean, that seems to be their position. I would say that all human beings have rights, and that means that I agree with you, Gene. I think that these people have been picked up illegally, and they should be turned loose. Do you agree with me that they should be cut a check or given a cash card or something like that on the way out the door? Because, man, they got to be given something for all of their wasted time.
I think they should be compensated to some extent. I don't know what it would be, and I don't know where the money's going to come from. But I would like to point out something. I'd like to read something here. I hear the break coming on.
All right. What do you want to read?
It's something from Yick Wolvie Hopkins, and it's an old 1980s case regarding a foreigner and his rights within the United States.
All right. I'll bring it back for it, Gene, even though you were critical of me at the beginning of the call. More coming up here. Don't say I never did nothing for you. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything. If you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, how much would you accept to be spit in your face, to have someone spit in your face?
What, literally?
Yeah, what would you pay, actually, to have someone spit in your face?
Pay? I wouldn't pay anything.
Well, we'll find out what one man paid here in a little bit. But first, we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, back on the amp line. Gene, you wanted to share something else with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, Yickwell V. Hopkins, 1886. And this was a case that I used to use a lot when back in the old days when I thought that you could actually work within the system and get people to follow these rules that they hold so dear. But this case was about a Chinese laundryman in San Francisco, a guy who was a Chinese laundry, and they basically singled him out and put some rules on him so that he couldn't run his business. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that, golly gee whiz, even though this guy happens to not even be a U.S. citizen, he's still a subject of the Emperor of China, he still is protected by the 14th Amendment. And in there, they read some of the 14th Amendment. It says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, you'll notice that's two separate parts. The first part says that you're not going to deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. It doesn't say where the person is and what country it is.
Mm-hmm.
It says, or nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction. In other words, here it's talking about people that are within the line in the sand called United States, the equal protection of the laws. So if you're within this country, you are supposed to have the equal protection of the laws. But if you're not in this country, you still cannot be deprived of any life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, due process of law has been defined, supposedly, by these men who write the rules as being a trial by jury, getting a summons for search warrant and all that kind of stuff. Now, when they don't do that, it means that your rights have been violated. And if that's what they held in this Yick Wo v. Hopkins, that even though he was a Chinese citizen, his rights were violated, and therefore everything that the city of San Francisco did was reversed.
Yeah, but Gene, that was a long time ago. Now everything's different after 9/11.
I know them terrorists. They're out to get us. I saw a couple of them hiding behind the bushes out there today when one of them had a big old round bomb with the fuse lit and was ready to stick it in my mailbox.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think he nailed you to the wall there, Mark.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to say.
All right, we continue. Here is the story out of the Associated Press where a 39-year-old Southern California man has been arrested for allegedly paying a teenager $31 to spit in his face. We'll tell you the rest of the story in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about LegalZoom.
What? Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
So imagine for a moment, Mark, flashback to being 17 or 16, 16-year-old Mark Edge, and some creepy dude comes up to you, this guy in his late 30s, about your age now, comes up to you,
thanks.
Comes up to you and says, "Hey, kid, I'll give you $31. I'll give you $40 if you I'll give you $20 if you spit in my face." And you look at him kind of funny. "What? Are you serious? You'll give me $20 if I spit in your face? How about $40? All right. How about $31?
$31 is what I've got in my pocket.
Yeah, I'll give you every dollar I have in my pocket.
That's all it could be, right? How do you negotiate that otherwise?
If you'll spit in my face, what would 16-year-old Mark say?
I suspect that most people for $31 would probably just go ahead and, "Okay, man."
And I guess that's what happened. The Ventura County Sheriff's Department says Charles Hersel was arrested on Wednesday in a sting operation at a mall in Thousand Oaks. What were they stinging there? Were they looking for this guy, or were they stinging for some other reason?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very strange. He's free from jail pending a court hearing. Sheriff's statement says Westlake High School students claimed Hersel had paid them to yell profanities. Apparently they were stinging for him. To yell profanities, spit, and slap him in the face.
My.
Several also claimed he offered them cash to urinate and to defecate on him.
Well, takes all kinds, right?
A motive wasn't clear. Apparently they haven't asked him why yet. Authorities say Hersel contacted some teens through the MySpace social networking site. Now, who could get upset about this, right? I mean, it's not like he's trying to molest these kids. He just wants him to spit on them or slap him in his face or have a nice pee on him.
Well,
I'm
disturbed by it, I must say, but I don't know that I...
How many times can you get paid to urinate?
It's not too often.
I say leave this man alone.
I say that there's been a contract made here and that these people are the ones that, that they made it. It's their business, not ours.
Now, when I saw this story, the first thing I thought was, what did they charge him with? What could this possibly be?
Well, one does it does beg that question, right?
The story says that he was charged for misdemeanor child annoyance. Did you know that? Apparently, it's legal for children to annoy you. But if you annoy someone who's considered a child by law, which, again, he was approaching teenagers, not children,
right.
I believe there's a difference.
The most annoying of children.
Yeah. Teenagers are annoying on a regular basis. They're annoying in many cases just to look at with the the crooked hats and the flat brims and the pants falling down. But no, apparently that's all okay. But if you were to annoy
that's
a teenager,
annoying to us old people.
Right. Yeah. Right. But that's legal. It's legal for them to annoy you. It's just if you annoy them, apparently in Thousand Oaks, California, that's a misdemeanor charge. For me, it sounds to me like this was, a weird situation. And I can understand that if he wouldn't go away, Like if he kept trying to get you to pee on him or to, you know, spit in his face.
That sounds like real live annoyance to me.
Right. I could see that being the case, but, I mean, gosh, it's not hard to get the guy to go away. Take the $30 and spit in his face. You out of money? Okay, no more spitty spit. You like that? Come back tomorrow. I'll be here again. We hang out at the mall regularly. We're teenagers. We have anything better to do. They'll go spend it in the arcade. Of course, they don't really have arcades anymore, do they? I guess some malls have the big, gigantic arcades, but arcades are kind of dying out these days. Anyway, that's about the end of the story there. So he found him. I tried to find the kids on MySpace and asked him to spit in his face and slap him, and also to yell profanities at him. I mean, come on, kids do that stuff all the time.
Yeah, I can't see any. It's the strangest gosh darned story, but I can't see anything that I consider worthy of locking a man up for. He's a strange one, admittedly.
Now, if he's getting off on that. Like, if that's turning him on, because he did ask to be defecated on at one point.
Certainly has that sound to it.
But if he's getting off on this, is it prostitution to spit on someone if they paid you for it and are getting off on it? Or is prostitution only involve a sexual act? So if he's the one doing the sexual act, as long as you aren't doing something sexual to him, it's not prostitution. But if he's orgasming over the fact that you spit in his face,
I don't know. I don't know. This is an area where I would think that they would use the system to shame the guy rather than, in fact, figure out that, I don't know. It's crazy.
Can you imagine being in the cell with this guy in jail? Hey, what are you in for?
I don't know.
I want teens to spit on me. You look a little young.
Here, I'll give you my cookie from lunch.
Here's my oatmeal. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, private schools aren't safe from the police. We'll explain what happened and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Julia's sitting in for the remainder of the program. Coming up, we'll be talking about tipping as well as illegal laundry here in moments. 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very, very, very rare set with exclusive content that you cannot find anywhere else, plenty of it, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was for the Liberty Movement. You will, in fact, be the only one on your block with this six-volume library-quality-bound set for $335. Go to spooner.freetalklive.com. If you don't go there and get this handled relatively quickly, there you'll just never, ever, ever have another chance like this again. Spooner.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we are here to take your phone calls. If you dial in, you can make them about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Plus, you can tune us in on the internet at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got a broadband stream, a dial-up stream, a webcam, and even the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines, which will allow you to listen to Free Talk Live over any phone that has the ability to dial long distance. Now, we're doing something tonight that's a little unusual. There have been some complaints about the Free Talk Live webcam, and we use one of the various different free webcam providers. So now, what do you want? I'm not paying for it, so can't really guarantee that it's always going to work very well. But there are competitors out there, and so because people have complained about the existing webcam provider having some issues with providing the service, I've decided to open up a poll at poll.freetalklive.com. We're currently streaming out video on three different webcam providers. We're streaming out on tonight only. We're streaming out on Ustream, on Livestream, and on Justin.tv. So Ustream.tv, Livestream.com, and Justin.tv. We've got all three streams going. You can link to all three of them over at poll.freetalklive.com. P-O-L-L, poll.freetalklive.com.
Poll or poll?
Poll, P-O-L-L.
I gotcha.
And let us know which one you like the best. Right now it's a dead heat. There have only been five votes so far, and I've sent out an update email about this. I've posted to the Facebook, and hardly anyone has voted, so I figure I'll mention it on the air.
Our live... the live audience on Friday is probably the worst night of the week as far as live audiences go. I mean, people are getting ready to go
out. Yeah, but I sent the email out
hours ago. So I'm shocked that we've had so few votes. So your vote can make a big difference because there are very few people that have actually voted at this point. Of course,
democracy.
Yeah, of course, it's not real democracy because I don't guarantee to go with the highest voted option. I'm just interested in hearing what people have to say about how well these different streaming services are working for you. So far, a lot of the people in the chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com are saying they're really liking the live stream, that it's very stable, it's sounding good. It's not having the exhibiting the same problems that Ustream was exhibiting. But others are saying on the thread at poll.freetalklive.com that Justin.tv is more popular than Livestream or Ustream, so maybe we would get more viewers if we were streaming there. However, I must say that Livestream is a much more professional level kind of a service. So we're evaluating, and we could use your input. Please go to poll.freetalklive.com, take a look at the three different streaming options there, and cast your vote. Let us know what you think. poll.freetalklive.com. Tell me, Mark, about illegal laundry.
Well, I don't know if it's entirely illegal at this point, but Pennsylvania residents fight for the right to hang laundry. Carolyn Bayek pegs her laundry to three clotheslines strung between trees outside her 18th-century farmhouse, knowing that her actions annoy local officials who have asked her to stop. Falick is among the growing number of people across America fighting for the right to dry their laundry outside against a rising tide of housing associations who oppose the practice despite its energy-saving green appeal. Although there are no formal laws in this southeast Pennsylvania town against drying laundry outside, a town official called Falick to ask her to stop drying clothes in the sun. She received two anonymous notes from neighbors saying that they did not want to see her underwear flapping about. They said,
"Oh my gosh, people are such prudes."
And how much of her clothing is underwear? Like she just washes underwear and that's it? Like 50 pairs of underwear just flapping in the wind.
Well, I mean, isn't that what you do? You're supposed to wash the different laundry types together?
No, you wash colors together. You don't wash underwear together bras together.
If you only have to get, that much is true. I suppose you could have all white underpants, and that would be the day that they would be more likely to see them. I hesitate. How offensive is this underwear? Is she wearing just regular, Hanes her way? Is it, Karen? I don't know. I've got a picture here of her. She seems
And aren't most laundry hanging things in people's backyards?
That's
I would imagine that is the case 90% of the time.
Yeah, it's not like people advertise it, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
I would imagine that in many places it's probably against government codes to put laundry hanging areas in a front yard. So it's likely illegal to have your laundry lines out in a front yard, which would mean it's probably her backyard or her adjacent neighbors, the ones on the sides of her house, that are complaining about this.
Yes. Well, I think you're jumping to a conclusion.
That's what I said.
Well, and this is all the better reason why you should go meet your neighbors. Be on good relations with your neighbors. Yeah. It's always
a good
idea. So
they come to you instead of, I guess they did come by writing a letter to her, right?
Was anonymous, it anonymous
letters?
Anonymous
letters. Cowards.
They said it made the place look like trailer trash, he said, out in a yard across the street from a row of neat suburban houses. They said they didn't want to look at my unmentionables. Falick said
she's not in a homeowners association, right? Because they mentioned homeowners associations in the story, but it didn't sound like she was.
No, she's in an 18th century farmhouse. That would have been probably unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Falick says she hangs her underwear inside. Effervescent 54-year-old is one of a growing number of Americans demanding the right to dry laundry on clotheslines despite local rules and a culture that frowns upon it. The interests are represented the Community Laundry List, a group that argues people can save money and reduce carbon emissions by not using their electric or gas dryers, according to the group's executive director. And it is really a growing movement. The fact is more and more people are doing it. And, with the economy the way it is, and, an electrical element draws a great deal of electricity. It costs more than you might imagine to dry your clothes, and I think it's fine that people want to dry them outside. I think they should be able to do that. I had a laundry line, and every once in a while I'd put some things out when I was in Florida. I haven't done that up here in New Hampshire. It seems, not what I want to do. Plus,
sucks when it rains.
Yeah. when it rains, it's not such a great thing. And plus, you know, you get the heat in the house here in New Hampshire. You want that extra heat. So, you know, whatever.
So is that it? So what's happening? They're just asking her at this point.
Yeah,
right?
they're bringing up the issue, and they're sort of, you know, hassling the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, once the government gets involved, that something's coming down the pipe. Whether they're going to pass a law, they're going to hassle her about some kind of zoning issue.
Yeah.
They're going to come after.
They'll find something.
Yeah, they're going.
Even if it's not the laundry, they'll find some sort of violation. And you said this was in where? What was the state again?
This was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay.
And it's from FoxNews.com, but. I feel for the woman, but I think that she has the right to do what she's doing here.
Absolutely. If she's not in a homeowners association or under some sort of deed restrictions, then I say more power to her. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
I think it's not a great way to dry, say, towels and stuff like that. I think that they.
Oh, I think it's so gross. It's 2009. Please. Dryers are awesome.
Well,
your clothes are fluffy and they smell
fluffy.
Good.
Sure.
But the environment, Julia, the environment.
So. My ex-boyfriend's mother, she did not own a dryer. She only dried the clothes. And they
wow.
smelled like crisp and it was a totally different feel. I really like dryers. I would never want to do that. But
you can't really
if you like your jeans stiff,
yeah, they come
and
out,
you
stiff.
Go for it, I guess.
Does it also? I guess you get sun fading too, right, from drying outside.
I imagine that's the case.
Some level of.
Plus, I really like that I can walk across from my washing machine and put them in the dryer instead of going and standing outside for 15 minutes and hanging them all up individually by clothespins.
So the ex-boyfriend's mom, did she work?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to be clear.
Now, does drying clothes outside probably doesn't work very well if the sun is not out, right? So if it's
it
overcast.
Works best with the sun, yeah.
Yeah, if it's overcast, you're not going to have very much success.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends.
Air dry. It's just slower. A lot slower.
The sun dries them quick.
Yeah.
I think that if what you want is to avoid seeing your neighbor's underwear or to avoid seeing their unmentionables, as the prudes were calling them, then you should be living in a deed-restricted community. You should be living in a place wherein you can outline all of these things that you don't want your neighbors to do in advance and have them agree to it. I think the people that are upset about this should move. Or get a life. Find something else to do with your time rather than nitpick about what your neighbors do on their property. Busybodies all over the place. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Coming up, Hour 3 is on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.